tonight, Mike. Not just one win, but two wins tonight. You swept the Twin 35s. First one, you'll take it. You probably lost in the same way or similar too. One in third place, first two cars out for whatever reason. And then Mike Barnes inherits the lead and pulls away for the win.
Yeah, you know, first one, we were pretty good. You know, I thought, Otto got in front of me on the start, and I followed him through, and then once we got up there, I mean, him and T left me and DJ, and I mean, I was pretty good. I was running the car, you know, pretty hard, not, you know, probably full, but I mean, even if I would have pushed it, I would only stayed maybe within like half a straightaway of them guys. I mean, they're just so good right now, both of them. We didn't have nothing for them, and then I was so far behind, I didn't see what happened, and I mean, even, you know, all I heard was yellow, and I drove around the track, and I'm like, what do we got, like a NASCAR debris caution here or something? Like, you know, what's the deal? Like, you know? And then that whole deal happened. Whatever, you know, I didn't see it, so I don't know what happened, but
your best to avoid it.
Yeah. You know, luckily we were so far behind, we didn't get caught up in it, whatever it was. So, the second one, you know, car was good, and we got by some guys early, got up second. And Joe's, man, he's so good. He'd make you just burn your stuff up trying to get by him. He knows how to get around this joint, even when his car isn't perfect, you know. And because he was getting looser and looser, and I wanted to get underneath him, but I knew I had Otto behind me, and he's you know, running hard, and I knew Otto was really the guy to beat tonight. So I kind of had to just kind of follow Joe, and we came up on a lap car, and I just had one opportunity, and, you know, I knew I had to go for it. Whether I got by him or not, it was going to be it. So,
yeah, he chose the outside, you chose the inside. If he had gone inside, would he have gone outside?
Yeah, I would have gone outside. If he would have tried to go inside, I'd have gone outside. But, you know, when they're pointing the lap car down to the bottom, when you come up in light traffic, I mean, the guy really running second, third has got all the advantage, you know. And Joe was, he was getting loose, which, you know, come up on the lap traffic, you know, and I mean, you got to slow down so much, and then you buzz the tires off, and I mean, that doesn't help him out any. And I just had a good enough run, and he went up enough, and Hal held his line, and you know, we got through there clean.
Hey, this helps you out in the points that I know you're never chasing.
Oh no, yeah, we're racing for points. I mean, really, honestly, that's kind of what I'd you know, like to get another championship. It's a good points night for us. You know, last week killed us. You know, I think we would have been on the podium or, you know, maybe fourth last week at worst. And we'd be in real good shape if that could happen, but we had some issues. But, you know, this will help propel us back up there. I don't really know where we're at, but, you know, we're definitely, you know, trying to keep it clean and, you know, see if we can run out, you know. I mean, there's a few cars here that are pretty potent that are going to be pretty tough for us to beat in clean air. I mean, you know, Otto and DJ, and I mean, kind of showed in the first one. I don't know if we really got much for them, but you know, we'll just keep plucking away and try to get a little bit better.
It's nice to see you in a good mood. You can finish second or third or fourth. Two top fives tonight, you'd be like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. It's nice to see you in a good mood. Must make you enjoy this a little more.
Well, I can tell you everything that was wrong. We're too free for one. We need a little more horsepower. Really didn't have that good of balance, but you know, we just had enough to. You know, is that good enough? I mean, I can complain. That's what I do best. But no, we had a good night. You know, I'm happy for the Sorrells and, you know, all sponsors, whole crew. They work hard, and you know, it's a good one. Hopefully we can get a new car out here by the end of the year, and we'll hopefully be even stronger with that, and you know, keep going forward.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your two wins tonight?
I really thank Doug Holmes tonight for sure, because he did a lot of work. You know, he came down to the shop this morning and put the injection on it. You know, we had an intake leak, you know, we discovered last night, and he went through everything and spent a lot of time here in the pit today making sure everything was okay. And you know, Gary and Eric Sorrell, you know, great car owners, Brenda Sorrell. My father, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I think this is my seventh feature win on Father's Day weekend, so I always like this weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And
your dad must be coming to expect a win on Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, you know, that's what we always think, this is a good weekend. So, but you know, Big Dan, Joe, my tire guy, my wife, everybody, you know, Joe Hawksby in the shop. I mean, everybody just worked so hard. And John, the coach, I want to thank him for the first race.
We put him in a damn good. We put him in a seven car, and that somebody took off.
I think I learned last night. I think I figured it out after driving your stuff. I got better.